Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Let's go around the NFL in the loop style.
Why are you smiling?
Because I love football.
Brought to you by Quick Assist. Here's John Lopez and Reggie Adetula.
I'm going to tell you all about how much fun you're going to have this season.
On Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610.
All right, let's go around the NFL here on In the Loop on Sports Radio 610, and that's brought to you by Quick Assist. Last minute change of plans and you can't use your tickets? Download Quick Assist from your app store today. They'll take care of the process for you and find the best price on the market. That's Quick Assist. Quick Assist, your ticket everywhere. And we begin right close to home, here in the great city of H-Town, Houston, Texas, where we've got a winner of an award.
We got some hardware.
Hardware is coming down, and I believe that this came through not too long ago that Derek Stingley is the AFC Defensive Player of the Week.
He better be.
Sting. That's no Sting. We are moving much closer to All Pro Stingley in full effect. Yes, he's now won that award. Let me see how many of these awards have been won.
They've had
this
a bunch,
year
like six
by Texans. Yeah. So you got,
they rack them up. I feel like every week, yeah, every other week.
This is your sixth Player of the Week award by the Texans this year. It's honestly early on in the season. You racked up a whole bunch. Remember, week one, Joe Mixon for the crazy rushing performance that he put on the Colts. He was Offensive Player of the Week. Mm-hmm. Kyme Fairbairn in week two and in week five. Remember, week five, he had the walk-off win, yeah, against the Bills. Quite a few 50-yarders early on in the season. Those were special teams Player of the Week. And then, actually, this would be the fifth, if my numbers serve me right, because you have those. And then
it is
come back around. Will Anderson Jr. won it in week six. And here, Defensive Player of the Week, that is, and Derek Stingley Jr., mm-hmm, week 15, after two interceptions, two tackles for a loss, and you add the Defensive Player of the Week for the AFC on top of it. How's that make you feel?
Let's go, APS.
I'm telling you, man.
APS. Start calling them APS.
I'm happy. The closer?
No, APS.
What's that?
All Pro Sting. Come on.
All Pro Sting.
And you were making APS. Fun of the closer?
Let's go.
I didn't love APS as a short name.
You were making fun of the closer?
All Pro Sting for sure.
All Pro Sting, baby.
Go ahead. This feels like absolutely what's necessary to get that done, right? When you have the acknowledgement in the right time of year, mind you, right? Keep it front of mind as we get closer to when these ballots are actually going to drop for All Pro. That, hey, Derek Stingley's out here and he's doing things at a very high level, and that only continues when you get next week. Or this weekend, rather, mm-hmm, like here in a few days, in fact, against the Kansas City Chiefs. And then again, Christmas Day, it's going to be an island game where everybody is watching. that particular game and has an opportunity to do that, you know, have another great game against the Ravens. Like, this could really solidify an all-pro situation for a dude who really, really does deserve this accolade.
No, he absolutely does. And you mentioned it. This is the type of game where it's not just the Christmas Day is an island game. Saturday is.
Yeah, that's true. I forgot about this Saturday.
I mean, noon on Saturday as people are, you know, heading into the holidays.
But I always feel like the Saturday games, and maybe I'm wrong.
It feels special to me. The Saturday's like, okay, there's football today. And I'll tune into any game.
I mean, the NFL is the really the biggest television driver in America. We've seen it time and time again of the top 100 television broadcasts. How many 90-something of them are football, particularly a majority of those are NFL football, including the Super Bowl. Yeah, these things clearly move more than anything else. I think relatively these Saturday games can be a little bit forgotten for me sometimes. Maybe I'm alone in that, but it does feel like sometimes those can feel like they're not as prominent. But I guess it helps that you're going up against the Golden Childs, the Kansas City Chiefs.
Exactly.
So Golden Childs, Golden Children.
Yeah.
But yeah, that will draw in attention if nothing else as well.
Yeah, no, I can see that because I feel like we got conditioned to Sunday football, Monday night, Thursday night.
Yeah.
So when you throw in a Saturday there, it's kind of like, oh, yeah.
But keep in mind, they scheduled this game, which is kind of sad in a way. They scheduled this game so they could highlight, you know, in an island, on an island, like you were talking about on Christmas Day, Mahomes, Stroud, AFC, on the line, all that. Well, it's not that.
You got to do the whole voice. Come on, buy in.
Come on, do it.
Patrick Mahomes.
There it is.
It's not that, but it could end up being perfect for Derek Stingley. Like you pick off Patrick Mahomes, which we'll get to him in just a second because there's news there. You know, you shut down, you know, their array of receivers. Hollywood Brown might end up playing, you know, playing and all this other stuff.
Oh, I forgot about Marquise.
Hey, but see, y'all forgetting the real person. Y'all forgetting about somebody important.
Who's
Steven
that?
Nelson, man.
Steven Nelson,
is he playing?
Revenge game, yeah.
Is he playing?
Well,
is
a great question.
Is he going to intercept the ball and toss it to the old Milk Dud at D'Amico Ryan's?
That would be great.
I mean, he's still on the practice squad. Is he there? Is he not? I don't say that as any level of shot. I just trying to surmise his status where we would find out if he was going to play later on in the week, man, like maybe on Friday.
Andy Reid need to do him a solid, man.
Oh,
play against your old team.
Just activate him?
Yeah, play against your old team.
Andy Reid does feel like the type of coach that would do that, right? Like a wildly beloved coach that clearly cares for his players or whatever.
Yeah. How about Derek Stingley versus DeAndre Hopkins?
It's funny how we have not brung up DeAndre Hopkins at all, man.
Yeah.
And
so I think, like, AFC Player of the Week, Derek Stingley this week, just announced a few moments ago. Then Chiefs versus Mahomes, Hopkins, all those guys. And then Christmas Day. This could be what vaults him. This could be what vaults Derek Stingley.
Let's get it. I can't wait.
Yeah.
And to that end, do you feel like he needs to follow somebody, or does it just Derek Stingley out there doing what he do against a...
Who is it to follow? I mean, no disrespect to DeAndre Hopkins, but is he at the point in his career where you got to follow him now?
I don't know if he's at a point in his career where you have to.
Last there, hold that down. Mm-hmm.
And I think that you should probably feel good about your defense. I do. The question that I have about this ultimately is stopping one of these particular wide receivers worth the acknowledgement that, hey, we are playing man right now and letting the other team know? And yes, you could play zone in some of these instances where you'll follow, but the whole point is that you have man defense, man coverage, Derek Stingley actively taking somebody out of a play. Is that worth it? Or do you feel like that's even going to affect it at all when you look over there and it's likely Patrick Mahomes that's playing? Or even if it's Carson Wentz, it's like, do you, like, those guys have been in the league long enough where I don't know, and I don't know that D'Amico's doing so much disguising that you need to do this. Oh, are they playing zone or are they playing man? They'll probably be able to see it.
Yeah. I think, and by the way, Xavier Worthy too. So maybe you don't follow with Derek Stingley, but nevertheless, this could be like his showcase. Three games in 11 days might vault him to pro.
I will say whoever is balling out receiver-wise for the Chiefs, I think you got to make a decision during the game and say, hey, you know what?
Yeah.
Follow Worthy. Or, you know what? Follow DeAndre Hopkins or whoever it is.
Yeah.
Whoever the hot guy is. Like, all right, Sting.
Yeah, in that instance, you would actually have him as the extinguisher, less than the closer.
Oh, see, you're coming around. You're coming around.
No, I'm not. I am making fun of the nickname. That's actively what I'm doing.
The closer closer sounds like a bad movie or something.
No, it sounds like a bad procedural drama. That's what it sounds like.
The closer or NBC.
It's in your head.
Yeah, exactly. I can hear Kevin Harlan. This Friday on CBS, The Closer.
I can't wait. I can't wait. Xavier Worthy is going to look like he has two steps on Derek Stingley. Derek Stingley is going to close like he always does, reach up with one hand, pull it in. Entire city. There's the closer again. There goes the closer again.
Follow Travis. That's a whole different.
No, God.
I don't know exactly how that works.
He might just have to eat, man.
Side note here, the Texans, shout out to the Texans. They sent out with this list, with this announcement, all the players of the week that the Texans have ever had. And there's some very familiar names there. J.J. Watt.
Time. Okay.
Deshaun Watson. Arian Foster.
Who?
Steve Slayton.
Yeah.
In 2008.
Really? Yeah.
Well, he must have had a kickoff return or something,
was
right?
Offensive player of the week.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Steve Slayton.
Okay. Put some respect on all Mr. People. Slayton.
Jerome Mathis?
Okay.
What did he do in 2005?
Yeah, it must have been a slow week.
Hey, you better. Wow.
A slow week.
Somebody said the closer sounds like he's a real estate agent or a lawyer. Come on, man. That ain't
hey,
it.
You
yeah,
know
I
what?
Agree. I agree. So
okay,
three.
Hold on. Real estate agent? As in an island?
All right.
Oh, as in an island?
Goodness,
yeah, everybody's
you're
coming around.
So hard
come on board. There's plenty of room.
Hey, we got Stretch Armstrong in the building.
There's plenty.
Right
hey,
here.
Real island is real estate.
So,
island is real estate.
As we continue around the NFL,
please.
We mentioned that Kirk Cousins was not good at all this weekend on Sunday in a loss. Or in what's loss? I just forgot where it was. No, they won.
They
won, but it felt like a loss for him because I forgot. Yeah. They were playing the Las Vegas Raiders.
How you get benched after a win?
Because he stunk. Not only how do you get benched after a win, how do you get benched after with that contract? So Kirk Cousins, that era is over. He played 14 games, and if you look at, especially if you look back to what his early season was. Remember, he started slow coming off the injury. That was bad, and then it ended bad. There was just a little bit of cream filling on the Oreo where it was all right. And now the Michael Penix era has begun, as Raheem Morris has said that he will be the starter for Atlanta going forward. Mind you, Kirk Cousins was guaranteed, what, $90 million, $180 million total?
He's guaranteed $27.5 million next year from the Falcons or the team that picks him up.
You think they might cut him?
And is making $62.5 million this year. Not only do I think that he might end up somewhere else, Andrew Brandt thinks he might end up somewhere else. The Falcons will have paid $90 million for a partial season to Kirk Cousins. And people are saying, you know, if you're willing to take it on, a little bit of that salary.
And you can also spread it out post 2024 salary cap with a post-June 1 designation.
Tennessee Titans, anyone?
That's another thing. Like, because the Titans have decided that they are benching Will Levis, it feels like that man is done, and they are probably in the market for just this type of player, right?
Yeah.
One of these guys that you could look at as some type of stopgap. Obviously, Sam Darnold seems to be like the new darling right now. But if Kirk Cousins ends up out there, and it's quite possible that he does, that absolutely feels like something that they might do. I don't know that they would absolutely do that.
That's a fit.
They're looking for an answer for a little bit longer than that moment, unless they really are just like, hey, let's see if we can get a year or two out of this guy until we come to a draft class that we feel better about quarterback-wise.
I could see them maybe, I don't know if they'd draft a quarterback in the first round, but if they did, I could see them getting like
it would
a
make more
Cousins.
Sense.
Yeah.
Even though it makes a lot of sense now in Atlanta that they drafted Michael Penix Jr. Remember how we torched them for that?
Yeah, and honestly, this might be something that we need to examine further. Like, this might say something about the way that you go about with quarterbacks where we went a period of time where teams were going into the tank and really not having a quarterback and then just going and drafting the top guy. And we've seen that kind of go poorly over the last so long where you have these, you know, high-level draft quarterbacks not pan out. I mean, we could start naming some of them. Desmond Ridder's one of those guys that was relatively high. Mac Jones, even someone like Lawrence in Jacksonville has been so-so. And then you look at teams like the Green Bay Packers who go get Jordan Love. You look at Michael Penix Jr., who we don't know how this will pan out, but he has the remainder of the season to show us a little something. You get guys like this who are, they go, they get a guy who's maybe little bit, maybe not as highly regarded or sometimes highly regarded, given a little bit of a time out beside or behind a guy who they feel a little bit more comfortable with and walk him in. Like this has been that life or that long time conversation. It looks like there might be some evidence.
Football fans, do you want to hear the whole unadulterated truth about where your team stands?
It's the most embarrassing film I have ever watched in my entire life.
Former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth gives his perspective on the top storylines and games on a weekly basis on the Stinkin' Truth Podcast.
You may get out of here with two sacks and a tackle for loss, but you're getting out with a bloody nose.
New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday.
It's going to be a street fight.
Make sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Yeah, I think it kind of makes you rethink things. I think also, you know how I feel about the Titans and that woman. But it makes a lot of sense for them, and it makes sense for them to bring him in. They're not going to be paying the $90 million. They'll still be paying some money, but it makes sense for them to go ahead and draft below him. You know,
Shout out to Kirk. And I don't think that this was intentional again. I think that they were trying to get Kirk Cousins. Mind you, a 30-something, or late 30s guy coming off of an Achilles injury, right? Hello. That hasn't looked very good this year when you talk about him and you talk about Aaron Rodgers. But, they ended up seeing a guy fall in that range, and they weren't afraid to go get their guy even though they paid one. And while the money is going to be crazy, they're going to have to deal with it. It does look like they're ready to go to their guy.
Yeah, and it kind of makes sense, man. Like, I understand them if they cut away from Kirk Cousins because they have a quarterback behind him that they drafted very highly.
That they believe it's, in. We'll see if they have a quarterback. That's to be
So it makes sense. Like, it don't make sense right now for the Browns to cut away from Deshaun Watson right now because they don't have anything.
Yeah.
So I don't know what they're going to do.
Do they have anything in Deshaun Watson? That's the thing that gets nasty. You've given that quite a few shots here. So, number 9, Michael Penix Jr. will take over in Atlanta there. And that'll be very interesting to watch and see if Kirk ends up on the street. Or maybe teams will like someone like this. Teddy Bridgewater says that he wants to return to the NFL. So this past year, actually just not too long ago, a few weeks ago, Teddy Bridgewater, one state in the state of, I was about to call it Miami, in the state of Florida. He went back to his high school team, his first year as a head coach in high school football. He went state after, retiring, and now he lets it be known. Maybe he saw Sam Darnold doing all this, and he saw what is happening in the draft class for quarterbacks. He's like, look, I can still do this a little bit. Yeah. So he says that he wants to unretire and find somewhere to be, saying, quote, we'll see how this next week and a half, 2 weeks play out. Might be signing with the team or something and then returning back to coach high school in February.
I thought he played it perfectly.
Yeah.
Older guy. You know, still not that far removed from playing. He's still going to be, in demand because teams are always looking for quarterbacks, and he's got a couple of pelts on the wall.
Yeah, that's kind of impressive. Like, was his high school pretty good before he got there?
I don't know. I was wondering that myself. Yeah, if it's because, like, one of those programs that just always...
Him going to Katy or something, or whatever big powerhouse school here.
Like, yeah, North Shore.
Yeah.
Not real hard to win there.
but salute to him for winning state his first year.
By the way, the high school was Miami Northwestern. I don't recall what they were, but he did go to Miami Northwestern. Yeah. And shout out to them for getting a state championship. Yeah. State championship is
one and done, man.
Well, maybe. He did say he would return. Even if he played this year, he said he would return and coach on the backside of the season.
Nine state finals appearances.
Okay, so maybe a little good.
Okay.
Hey, man, you don't win state championships without the Jimmies and Joes. Like, the X and O's can be good.
State champions in 2017, 2018, 2019, and 2024.
Yeah, so it took a little while. He was returning them to glory.
Okay.
He was bringing them back. And shout out to the text line from the 620. The closer was a TV show on TNT. Terrible nickname. Stick with the Sting, man. The people are speaking, Lopez.
I knew that sounded like
a TV
name. It sounds just like a TV show.
It's an earwig. It's in your head.
No, you just keep saying it. That's why.
So you probably did hear Kevin Harlan say, the closer on TNT.
Actually, I'm certain he did on one of these NBA broadcasts on TNT.
Or probably Marv Albert.
Yeah, maybe so. All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. That's around the NFL. Coming up next, do you think Patrick Mahomes is playing this week? Lopez seems to think no. We might have some information that makes Lopez look stupid. And running backs. Joe Mixon, we saw him go down. Like, what is the running back plan if that, or just in general, and especially if Joe Mixon ends up getting injured? We'll talk about that next.